Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abiyah. This is your brother Ariel here at Ibrit Culture by the way of Kol Elohim coming out of Beth Yahweh Assembly Congregation here in Baltimore, Maryland with my last segment, not actually last year, I wouldn't and hope not, which will be the last of my 6 weeks of odd, but we got so much more to go, so much more to go. This won't be the end of it because I didn't even finish this segment that we in now. But anyhow, Shabbat Shalom and Let me open up with a prayer before I get to talking, because like one talk. I don't know, whatever Abba brings out tonight, whatever Abba brings out, may his will be done and not mine. Hallelujah. 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 Abba Yah, once again, for opening up the Shabbat door for us, Father. Abba Yah, for all those that's coming in to your Shabbat, Father, may their burdens be put at the door, Father. May they be left when the sun sets, Father. May they be taken off, Father. May we not bring them in your Shabbat, Father. May we not bring our problems, our minds into your Shabbat, Father. May we hear for these 24 hours your words, Father, even if we're just resting, Father. May we take off this world, Father, and just rest, Father. Some of us may just need to just rest our minds, rest our spirit, rest our bodies for the wear and tear that how many long years we've been walking this earth, Father. Sometimes we just need to rest. We thank you for providing a day for us to just do that, just rest. And as you always prepare a meal for us, Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you for the more rays that have to bring forth your word tomorrow, Father, Brother Deuel, Brother Shabbat, Father, that you keep their minds clean, Father, that you put swords in their hands, Father, from that adversary come, Father, they defend themselves, Father. Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah. 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 Shabbat Shalom once again, Yisrael. We'll be closing out. Oppositional defiance disorder. We won't close it out because we got a long way to go. I'll be willing to actually close it out. But we did talk about last week that there, if anybody call in and want to give a testimony and how they've been released from unclean spirits, that door is still open. But that wasn't the route that Abba took me tonight, but we could still open that door. And again, the door for prayer is still open. You know, those doors is always open on the Shabbat. Doors for prayer. And if you want to give testimony, just give glory to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Because he deserves it. Prayerfully, I'm coming through sounding right. Sounding okay. And I do want to start off with an apology, first and foremost, to Abba Yah and to the listeners who listen to your lesson, and will listen to that lesson. And it may not have been. And I talked to a few brothers, you know, so that I can talk to a few brothers, and they said it was okay, it was a good lesson. But as a teacher and those who have been tasked to teach, Morai or Moray, either one, or if you ever did anything and you wanted to do it wholeheartedly in the sense of it felt incomplete, that's what that felt like to me last week. The lesson felt incomplete. And why I say that, it was completed. It was. And it sat down the day before, and some of that day, same day, and Abba Yah gave me that lesson. I sat down and I heard him. But as I started talking last week, I just got the feeling that he wanted me to talk and not go into the lesson. But because the lesson was prepared and because I didn't listen, right, I just didn't listen. And he wanted to talk. You know, Abba Yah can talk. I don't know if y'all know that or not. And we come from a long line of Morays, priests that can talk. Rabbi Gershom and Daniel would talk for hours, and they're like, I ain't even touched the lesson yet. You just sat there for 2 hours, and that was the lesson, and you felt good. You felt great. Like, hey, that ain't the lesson. Nope, I ain't touched the lesson yet. Rabbi Yaakov, the same way. You sit there, and they just talk. because that's the spirit of Yahweh. Sometimes Abba don't want us to go into a lesson. He just want us to talk, sit, be that dummy. He's the ventriloquist. Sometimes people don't always need, in the sense of book, chapter, and verse. But as my brother Yahweh say, the practical lessons of book, chapter, and verse. You don't have to give them the book, chapter, and verse. You can give them the practical lessons of it and bringing it another way. Because sometimes everybody's not going to hear book, chapter, and verse. But what they will hear is a practical lesson, you know, which we've been talking about that in our priest class, that the Bible was concrete. I believe Rabbi brought that out last week, how the Bible was concrete, something relatable, you know, which it is practical lessons. But faithfully, y'all understand what I'm saying. You don't have to go book, chapter, and verse always. Sometimes Abba Yah want things out, and he's listening to everybody and hearing and seeing everything with everybody going on. And many times you didn't hear the Moray speak directly to you as if they was in your house, as if they in your mind, and but it's Abba Yah who sees all that. And he gives the Moray things to say that relates directly to a problem or to your life or situation that we're going through. And that, the healing power of Abba Yah, he can heal us in a multitude of ways. And I had a lot of questions. I mean, Abba Yah, we had a lot of questions earlier, but I felt bad afterwards, back to that, what happened last year. I felt bad. I felt low. And you ever did something you felt incomplete? You didn't give your all. And ain't that I gave my all. I just didn't listen. You know, I didn't listen. But afterwards, feeling bad, not feeling as I would usually feel, like, good, right? I felt that power, felt good. I just put on YouTube and I listened to spiritual music to about 12 o'clock and went to sleep, you know, and that morning. So I'm telling y'all this, I'm going somewhere with this, because I had an experience. I told a few brothers about this experience. That morning I had an experience. That night, just before I woke up, I had a dream. Couldn't tell you what happened, how it happened, how I got to that point. Couldn't tell you. I have no idea. All I can tell you is the brother had an afro, and he had a nice salt and pepper beard, right? His beard was like salt and pepper. Couldn't tell you how old he was, nothing, how tall he was, how short he was. I just know that was a brother. And couldn't even tell you his face. I can't remember his eyes, nothing. I can't see his eyes. I couldn't see his eyes. All I remember is he had an afro, nice size afro, one of them big ones. Not one of them real big ones, but even like the size of Michael, from a little bit bigger, not the size of the Jackson 5, but one of the size like Michael, a little bit bigger than Michael on the good top. And he had on all white, long white robe down to his ankle, all the way down. And he hugged me. And when he hugged me, crying. I don't know why this brother hugged me. I don't know the brother. I know who it is afterwards, right? But in the dream, I didn't know. And that was it. But the experience that I had is when I woke up, I felt tears coming down. I'm like, you're still dreaming? What's going on? So, you know, I'm feeling my eyes, both sides. Of tears coming down my eyes while I'm laying in the bed. And the more I thought about the brother hugging me, the harder I cried. I asked the hugger, man, that never happened to you. It had to go on about 20 minutes. I had to get up because I couldn't get myself together. I mean, Smurf fat and boo-hooing. And I don't know. It was an experience. I never had, but the more I thought about that brother hugging me, the harder I cried. And it wasn't like it was so I was sorrowful cries. No, it wasn't. It wasn't that. It was gratitude. It was more of gratitude of crying. And I understood that later on that who the brother was, it was Yahushua. I understood that. And he was just saying it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It was all right. But that never, ever happened to me. I never woke up crying. Oh, I can remember crying in the dream, but I never woke up with tears streaming down my eyes. And I cried for the next 20 minutes. You know, but Abba Yah telling us it's okay. It's okay. And one of the things that we were talking about just before the lesson started, I got a chance to talk to him. And he gave us the ability to self-correct. You know, he gave us the ability to self-correct. Amen. If we allow that to happen, you know, you got these auto-correct spells, and everything in this world tries to move how Abba move, but it can't. But he gave us, especially his chosen ones, he gave the whole world the same power. But the ones that he has chosen, the ones that he has given a part of himself, you know, a part of his spirit, his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, he really gave them a little bit more than just to self-correct. He gave them authority over things, over what we've been talking about for the last 2.5 weeks, these demons and unclean authority over ourselves, and that's the problem with us as mankind. We lose authority over ourselves. We lose authority over ourselves, and when we lose authority, especially the believers, Hallel gains the authority. Satan gains the authority over us, but he don't have it. It's like what we will go through tonight. We're not even going to go through that part anyway. Adam, you know, Adam sinned. He lost that authority. He lost the ability at that moment to self-correct. Talks about Yahweh had to put him out of the garden, because if he would have ate of the fruit of life, the tree of life, he would have, whatever state that he ate it in, and he broke an arm for the rest of his life. He ain't done. He would have lived forever in this mankind is in. So, you know, we know the story, for those who don't, go back in Genesis 3, and it will tell you, Yahweh put him out the garden so man would not eat. Adam and Kawa would not eat of the tree of life. But we have learned years ago, and if we get a small cut, if we get cuts or anything like that, that the body self-correct, it self-heals. It self-heals. And we have the ability to self-correct ourselves. But we have to take that time and examine ourselves. You know, that's the opening scripture. We've been talking about that since the inception of this 6 weeks. To examine yourself, see whether you are in the faith, or not just in the faith, because the faith of Yisrael, the Torah, or what Yahweh gave us, is much more than saying that I'm a part of the nation of Israel. It's much more than that. Although Israel have been given something grand, as much as I am becoming a son, a daughter of the Father, of God, of Yahweh, I am becoming Yahushua here on earth. And again, Rabbi sent out something to this young lady, and she had some good points. As I thought about it and talked about it, with Rahava, we talked about it a little later. At first, I was like, oh, I sliced up, actually. Didn't tell the truth about it. Now get out of here. But her point was valid. You know, she had some valid points. But then, in the wrong mindset. Because we should be Yahushua here on earth. But in one of the things is like, why are we still talking about the word if the word lives in us? Why? Because we're human beings. And then we have the word in us, but the word, we are bound by this flesh, which she didn't really, she should have. You want to make a statement like that, you should be able to open up and break that statement down. You just can't say you don't have to use the word no more if the Messiah lives in you. Hey, that's not enough. He used the word. He used the word when he was here. He didn't reference himself. Talking to the Pharisees when he was talking to Hillel. He referenced what Moshe wrote, what he gave to Moshe. He didn't reference himself. He referenced the word of Yahweh. So it's just, again, everybody get that little 30 seconds or 90 seconds of fame, and everybody has a soapbox and the influences of the world, because that's what it is. Everybody want to be an influencer. Everybody. They want to influence you one way or another. Yeah. You know, everybody wants to be a friend. Amen. Amen. Rabbi just said, just to add, why would Yahweh inspire the Torah to be written? You know, so we can always have something to go back to. You know, but everybody has a platform now. That's why it's hard for man to serve the Most High. It's hard for man to see Yahweh truly is. And that's one of the hardest things, too. Man don't really see Yahweh for who he truly is. I tell you another thing. Children, those who he called out, those who he have set apart, don't really see him for who he truly is. We don't. We don't really see him for who he truly is. You know, and then one of the questions that I'm talking, when we were talking, is do Yahweh, Yahushua, do we need our love? And, you know, a lot of us, we operate in the sense that he needs our love. He needs our attention. And, that was the conversation we was having just before I got on. And then, you don't need our love. Do you need our love? You know, and I'm asking this question not in the sense that I know the answer. I'm really having a conversation with Abba Yah. He don't need our love. Like these theology gods, where as though they bring up and the gods getting weak because mankind is not paying them no mind. Mankind is not showing them love. No, that's not it. Not it for Abba Yah. He don't need at all. He do not. Everything was created way before we got here. You got to see the arrogance of man. Believe that. Well, he needs our love. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Because we're talking. I prayed for y'all, got on, because there was text coming through, and I'm looking at it, 7:31. They were texting. I said, Abba Yah, please. I prayed that my brothers and sisters stop texting before I come on and open up, because for me, that Abba don't need our love. And our respect. The way we'll sit in front of a professor, be on our phones, texting while a professor or a judge is sitting on a throne, and we're going back and forth. Conversation. We believe that Abba Yah needs our love. We do things. We do things. Well, he understands true repentance. He understands when we truly sorrow, truly sorry for what we did. But the mindset of the world is, we don't need him at all. Oh, foolish man. We foolish. We foolish in our thinking, in our reverence for the Most High, in our love for the Most High. We become foolish. Because he don't need us. What he wish and what he wants is our obedience. If you love me, obey my commandments. Well, what, first of all, Yahweh, so why you had to say if? If you love me, obey my commandments. Look at any of your children and say that to your children. If. First thing, I'm like, you're being condescending to me. Why you got to say if? I love you. But we want to really understand. We want to see that. We want to understand this. That's why we're using our kids. Tell your wife, your husband, if you love me, you would do what I asked you to do. Men want that all day long. If you love me, wife, you would do what I asked you to do. But that if is at the front. That if tells us there's a possibility that you may not. That you will show me you did this. That's it. Just do what I asked you to do. But he's loving, he's long-suffering, he's all those things. He's all those things. But again, we are living in times that long-suffering is coming to an end, that grace is coming to an end. So Israel, I gave y'all something. I gave y'all me, a part of me. I gave y'all the ability to self-correct, to self-examine, to see what is important in your life. What's important in your life? In a multitude of ways, every day, you will never be able to say, we don't talk. You don't have to open up that book all the time, but I've talked to y'all in a multitude of ways. We can't deny that, Israel. We cannot deny that. I shared something with Brother Harvell earlier, and I said, just on the knowledge, those numbers alone that I said to him, he know who that was. Who it was. You know, I had to say that, you know, you ain't think of that on your own. The Most High sent you that. He put that in your head. You didn't think that on your own. I know for a fact you ain't think that on your own. But being the person talking about something you would have been proud of me. I looked these things up. Oh, you ain't looked them things up. I know who looked them things up. Said the numbers alone. Told me something of the wisdom and the knowledge that Abba Yah has given us, and all of us who know and sit under the two rabbis that we sit under, who sit under Yahushua HaMashiach. When we see certain numbers at certain times, in fact, that's Abba Yah. The world may look at it, boy, you pulling. Whereby I say all the time, you got that grand delusion going on. You got something else, man. Most I ain't speaking to you. What you talking about, 22? What that got to do with the Most High? But I know what it got to do with the Most High. At the time that it pop up, I know who's speaking. Well, as my brothers and sisters at Beth Yahweh Congregation. And if you ain't a member, come join us. Come join us. come join us. Albert and had us on the journey for at least 50 years. At least 50 years. It should be coming up either on the 50th year or around about that time. We had to ask Ema or Rabbi about that, how close we is to 50, to a Jubilee year as a congregation. Could be past it. I don't know. But I know when I came in, it was around 35, 40, probably nine times of its past. I've been here for at least 24, yeah. 1999, going into 2000. I remember that. So 24 years. It was up there. Up there. But the thing is, Abba Yah don't need us. He don't. He don't need us. He don't need our love. He is love. He is compassion. He is all the attributes, all the emotions. He is wrath. He is anger. He is all, everything that a human being can believe or go through. He is all that. But for as any loving parent, he chooses to show us his loving side. Even when we believe that love hurts and our life is upside downwards and it's struggling, and it do hurt. Don't let me believe it. We know and understand that it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. But that saying that parents used to say when they beating the kid, it's hurting me more than it hurts you. That's true. That's true. You ever beat your child and go in a room to another room and cry, or you came down on them so hard and you saw how their feelings was hurt? You had to run in another room or go in another room so they won't see you crying, because at that moment they may have needed that lesson. They may have needed that chastisement, because all chastisement is not hate. Yahweh say he chastens those who he loves. He don't chasten those who he don't love. His wrath is poured out on those who he don't love. But those who he loves, and then I know I got to bring that back to that. Sometimes that wrath feels so close. That love feels so close to wrath. Ask Brother Job. Ask Brother Job and the multitude of other brothers. Ask Rabbi Yaakov how close that wrath and love feel. Let me tell you, yeah, it's a real lie. I think it's most high upset with me. I don't feel the love right now. We all been there. That child don't feel that love when you're getting beaten at that time. You don't understand that this is for the better. Oh. But it's a purification that we must go through. And if he's purifying us, it's for a reason. Because he wants to see our reflection. He wants to see our reflection. Yes, Brother Shabbat, I said around about 50 years. Yep, around about 50 years. I believe it could be longer. I know Ema, Debbie, or Rabbi would know, maybe the other brothers and sisters, someone else may know too. But they've been around that, been around 50 years. And Abiyah did put on my spirit a few years back, but again, I let that fall by the wayside to make a documentary of Beth Yahweh. Better do that real quick before we lose all the ones who have the knowledge of the history of Beth Yahweh. Of this, because truth be told, it's the school of the prophet. School of the prophet. And Abba Yah had us hidden for years for a reason. For a reason. For a reason. We'll find out, Shabbat. Somebody know the answer. We'll find out. Amen. Amen. Yes, it is. It's still time. So Let's get a committee together, family, and let's get that started. Sister Samaria, you'll throw my name in my eye. Brother Harvell, and anybody else who would like to join in and help us do this documentary on Beth Yahweh. On Beth Yahweh. Be a wonderful task. Shouldn't be that long. Hopefully we won't get it done by the fall. Prayerfully we can get it done by then. Hallelujah. But we were going to go into finish out the human condition. And Abba, he did have a lesson, but we're not going into that tonight, fam. We just want to talk. We're going to go into the bottom part of it, though. The top part was we just was going to go through some of the scriptures, how man fell, and how man got into the condition. You know, we would have went through, for those who like to take notes, Romans 6:16. You know what? Let's do that. Let's just go through. We in this environment. We ain't got nowhere to go. I'm going to open up with my regular scripture. I will be reading out of the CS 2009. 2 Corinthians 13:5. That has been our mantra. Examine yourselves whether you are in the belief yourselves, or do you not know yourselves that Yahushua Mashiach is in you? Unless you are disapproved, and that right there is what we don't want. We don't want disapproved. Matter of fact, we ain't gonna go do it. I'm gonna listen this time. Okay, I'm gonna listen. You know, unless you are disapproved. Okay, that's nice. We can still start it up again. It ain't too late. I thought about starting something to Brother Shabbat. Said he believed that Brother Donut was going to start a documentary about 89 years ago. Hallelujah. Told I. Still ain't too late. So, Sister Malva, please, by all means, let's get a committee together and let's get this thing started. Let's get it started. Shabbat, you can come on in there too and help on out. We can get it done, you know. But examine ourselves unless you be that you be in the faith. I know I'm reading out of the TS 2000. I read something today in the Book of Jasher, chapter 80. Start at verse 36. Go down to verse 41 for those who want to read. Because if you look at where we are, and we're very similar to when we came out of Egypt. Very similar. I'm not saying it's just like that, but it's very similar. The state of Israel, you know, state of the mind, at least. And I heard it, but I never read it, never understood it, right? And what I'm talking about is some Israelites got left down in Egypt. Some Israelites died during the night of the 3 days of darkness. And the scripture says in the book of Jasher, start at chapter 80, verse 36, going down to verse 41, if those who want to go back and read it. And it talking about the ten plagues that came through. And it said that there were unbelieving Israelites who did not want to believe in Moses. Station about it today, me, Marielle, and the Harvell. And the question was asked, what would make these Israelites not want to believe in Moshe, who's coming and showed all these signs and wonders? He showed Israel that. But I thought it in the back of my mind that some Israelites got left or died in Egypt. They didn't make it out. That a lot of them died in Egypt. They didn't want to leave Egypt. And one of the things where they said that they didn't want to go out to death. We have read in Exodus where they got out of Egypt. They said it was better for us to go back while in Egypt, while in the 3 days of darkness. The scripture in Joshua talks about how Abba knew their heart. The scripture also says that he didn't let the Egyptians know. Egyptians would think that he wasn't able to stand it, but I'm just giving you the backdrop of it. So the Egyptians won't think that he wasn't able to bring all of them out. Didn't allow the Egyptians to know because they buried them. Because they buried them, so they won't know. Imagine that. You leaving out in darkness and you in light. Light and the darkness so thick, the scripture says that you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. That's how darkness was. And it was the darkness that you felt. And you ain't wanting the Most High that your family, your friends, your people, on your behalf, their status in life didn't let them leave. Their status in life inside of Egypt, what we can glean from that in this world system, because that's what Egypt pointed to, and Israel will always point to the people still today. Inside of this world system, and we are staying inside of the world system. We're loving the world system so much, we don't want to leave it. We don't want to leave it. We don't want to change. We don't want to examine ourselves. So he just said within that at the end of it, unless you be disapproved, unless you hear those words at the end, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Is the most devastating word a believer can ever hear. Ever hear. Is depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And that means self-correcting wasn't going on. Examining ourselves wasn't going on. Weren't self-correcting ourselves. Weren't looking in that mirror. One combing out, one doing what Dawid did. You know, let me know in Psalms 139. You know, let me know, Father, is there any unclean thing in me? And we showed, we asked that boy. He may pull out a whole bunch of one. Oh yeah, this right here, Ariel. This right here, Ariel. This right here, Ariel. Yep, that right here. The one that you thought that was way down there under that big toenail. Yep, let me get that one too. Let me show you that too. Oh, yeah, you got a lot to clean up. Hallelujah, though. Hallelujah for knowing that you have a lot to clean up. Because we could die in that sin. And we could hear those words, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. That's mercy. That's grace. You don't have to. You could die in that. We could die in that. We have to examine ourselves. We have to see where did those demons get in, those traumas that we go through, where it started, how we got there, how it affected us, how it affects our relationship with Abba Yah. All that. See, we have to ask why we're going the route that we're going. We got to ask that question. Rather than have us on routes and have the mores bringing out lessons just so we could sit at the end and, oh, that was a good lesson. We felt good about it. Amen. No, that's we are not a church. Plain and simple. I'm going to say it no other way. We are not a church. We are citizens of the kingdom of Yah. The more we can translate to that to our front frontal lobe, to our front thinking, the better off we can be. Kingdom citizens living in an ungodly world. living in an ungodly world. That's what we are. Kingdom citizens. We ain't a church. We not no church. Get that out of our minds. Get that. That's something that the adversary have came up with and called churches. Nah, I mean, I ain't never seen churches. What did Yahushua say when he did the prayer? Thy kingdom come. You know what, though? That's a scratch. Out of the heavens. A new earth and a new kingdom, a new heaven. So Yah descended. Humanity. Because that came in our mind. The church. Class, if we want to put it anyway. We going to citizenship class. I think my brother Shafu L had to go to get his green card of United States of America and learn the ways of the United States. First, him. How to be kingdom citizens. In a darkened world. And yes, this world holds us. And yes, we are a part of this world. And yes, we in the world. But what is commanded to us? What is asked of us? Be ye in the world, but not of the world. You are citizens of not this world. In fact, you're on the most wanted list. If we had to be honest about it, we had to open up the skies and allow us to really see, we most wanted in this world system. This world system is opposite, is backwards of the kingdom. The kingdom, we law-abiding citizens. In this kingdom, we are criminals. I'm just jumping out there saying anything out of my mouth. No, I'm going to do that. What do you say? At the end, what they going to do? They going to call evil what? They going to call good what? Just flip around. Say, this world ain't going to love you because they don't love me. Nothing to do with me. He said, I must go expediently because the God of this world to do with me. You want to read it. God of this world. But Yahushua, ain't you the creator of this world? You created this. Tell me there's a God. Why you are the creator of systems. Grant. We done heard it before. 200 and plus sovereign nations. Not name one ran by Torah. The time coming. 6 days, y'all say he going to give them to do their work. But the seventh day is here. And when that day comes, that president will be thrown into prison. What they call it? What they call it here? Not. Oh, man, it's right there. Impeach. He will be impeached. Him and all his minions will be impeached. And the rightful king will stand up. Will stand up. Amen. I do have scriptures. Two thoughts. Now, there's a whole bunch of scriptures, actually, though. But I'm going to listen to Abba Yah. We gonna finish out with the demon possession, and there's a question that Abba Yah had me to ask. So we want to go to 19, and we gonna finish out with that, and that'll be at finish the night chat. Not unless someone got something to say, and you want to come on in and open up the lines, and the rabbi can open it up. The rabbi online. M. O. Brother Harbaugh, Acts 19:11. I'm gonna start at 11 though, and there was the question, you know, unusual question though, or is it? How well do Satan know you? I had to ask and ponder when that thought came to my mind. Well, why that question, Paul? How well do Satan know you? And we may ask, some of us may ask, the devil don't know me, you're a liar. Know you better than you. He know all of us better than we do. All of us better than we do. You've been around much longer. And my human nature is no different than the one that walked during the days of Noah. He also already proved that. It shall be like in the days of Noah. Right? Shall be like as in the days of Noah. Last days. That means human nature haven't changed. Not changed. And guess who's been around since the days of Noah? Allow Satan and his minions and all his forces have been around for that long. So there's a question that for me I never thought about. How well do he know me? And I have to venture to say very well in these desires of mine. I get influenced in these desires of mine or what triggers me. What triggers me? He knows my triggers. He knows things that get that fire burning in me, whether for passion, whether for anger. Either way, he knows. He knows how to get that fire going. But obviously, we can self-correct. We can examine ourselves. We can examine ourselves. We can look in that mirror. We can look in the scripture talks about the law of liberty. The Torah of liberty, we can look in that. It has to be done. It cannot be words. It has to be done. To examine ourselves. To allow Noah. Noah's better than us. And no, in fact, when we started off with this, being in possession, we read, I believe, in the book of Chronicles, I believe it was in the book of Chronicles, I go back to the notes, how Abiyah used one spirit to go between two kings. So if we know and understand that someone comes and they rub us the wrong way, we don't catch it, though. I mean, you're going to catch it right off. And you may not catch it right off. Honestly, let's be honest. We speaking truth. You ain't going to catch it right. If somebody rub you the wrong way, rah, you just came out of there. And then, well, Satan, the opponent, has used that person. Why? Because that person may not have power, even if sometimes a believer. But he knows that person well enough to know just what to say or just what to whisper. And he knows us or knows me well enough just to what that person needs to say to me so I can act a fool. That happens with husband and wife. That happens with brothers. That happens with sisters. That happens with coworkers all the time. At all times. And for a lot of us, it's too late. We didn't say some things out of our mouths, or we didn't act a certain way. Hey, done. Somebody's been hurt by the lashing of the tongue because they didn't get what they want out of their spouse, out of their coworker, out of their brother, out of their sister. They disappointed. Why? Because something ain't go right with them. Maybe they came to tell them something, and they was busy, and they got upset. Their mind going through something. We wrestle not against flesh and blood in high places. That's That sounds good, to be honest, right? That sounds really, that's some tight, that's some Shakespeare type stuff. Matter of fact, it's way better than Shakespeare. But it should be our reality. What we go through, the nudges that being nudged at us and pulled at us on a daily basis, sometimes we wish, remove the veil, let us see it, so we can sometimes truly believe. Some of us have a heart attack. We ain't truly ready for that world. I'm not. Let me let you know now, I'm not. We ain't ready for that world. We think we are. Ain't nobody seen no fallen angel. Fallen angels. Demons. Contact one of them, and that was a lot of power. They haven't lost none of their power. And we read the stories, if we believe what we read in the Daniel and all the other ones, when that power, them angels came around, and boom, they fell. See, no fallen angel. We ready for that type of power. I'll be honest, look, I'm trying to get y'all to believe before you do come in contact with that. Sometimes in our dreams, now, no, no, he has no reason. What would be his reason to hold back his power to see you? None. I tell you, you've seen the demon. I believe that. But what would be his reason to hold back? Unless Abba Yah say, no, you can't do that. But Abba Yah ain't restricting them like that. Power. It's the same power. Prayed for 21 days. And the angel said, I was held up. Your prayer was answered as soon as you, but I couldn't get there to get the prayer up. So I'm an angel. Help me up. What power? Steve, you saw. You ain't see that? Ready for that. That anyway. That. Demon, you don't want to see and be in that presence. That's power. Know what the demons is. They are the fallen sons. A demon and the fallen angel are totally two different things. They are not the same. Let's not get Hollywood mixed up in this. Two different things. Book of Enoch, it'll let us know what is demons. What are they? They was man's flesh and angelic flesh. But Abba Yah would not allow them demons to dwell in the kingdom. He said, your place will be in the earth. That's where your place will be at. But you ain't standing in front of no fallen angel. That's too much power. Even when we read in the book of wisdom, even in the book of Jasher, talks about these things, that what they saw, apparitions that they saw, demons, the apparitions they saw, could not move. Read it in the book of Jasher. That they didn't move in that darkness. The darkness was so thick, they couldn't move because of the petrified. They were scared. Allowed them to see that. You know what? Really behind the scenes. Ain't nothing what you believe. Ain't nothing that what you read can even give you some type of inkling of it. It's much more powerful. And multiplied by 1,000. Multiplied by that. When Samson fought those 1,000 men and killed them with a child, it wasn't just him, it was an angel with him. 1,000 men. That's two of them will take 10,000. power we have is Yahushua HaMashiach. He'll fight with him. They know that. He may can go wrestle with Michael. But when it come to him, your creator, ain't no fight. Dissolve where you at. Done. They get the mindset to in these movies. Where though, what was that about the ring? And men just, molecules just coming off and they just turn into dust. Where you think they get the ideas from? Know that? You think I'm going to fight Yahushua? Y'all know when it comes to Yahushua. What I'm going to do with him? Say his word, and I'm coming apart. Spoke the word, and I came into being. All they got to do is say, disassemble. Time, Yahushua, why are you here? I know the time. You ain't supposed to be here yet. All right, my time ain't up. Torment me. Good. I'm just here to show the glory of my Father. Come on about that man, though. What's your name, Legion? Oh, you about 10,000 in there. All right, well, come on out of there. Come on out. Can we go in the pig? Yeah, go over there in that pig. Go ahead. That's power. They know that. Hold up, man. We there anyway. So did our brother Ivy for bringing us full circle. Acts 19:11. And Elohim worked unusual miracles through the hands of Shaul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them. Spirits went out of them. Had to touch him. Is what was part of him. Would cut that off. Top off running around here with red slashes and with a little bottle of water trying to sell it to people. Right here is holy water. Scripture. Even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the wicked spirits went out. Do we believe that? Feel good. But certain involving Yahudi exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the master, Yahushua, for those who had wicked spirits, saying, we exorcise you by Yahushua, whom Shaul proclaimed. Go on the strength of your mother, your father, your brother, your rabbi, your priest, your morais, and any of those other ones. Your aunt, your uncle, your husband, anybody, your wife, anybody. You cannot go on your own strength. Somebody else's strength, that is. Be done. Read. And there were seven sons of the Shakur. Well, I tore that up. Excuse me, family. If you look it up, it says left-handed and Israelite. A Yahudi, chief priest, whom were doing this. And these are seven sons of a priest, right? So make them priests. And the wicked spirit answering said, oh, I know. Oh, I know. We got the picture that use that imagination, right? These cats are out here running around trying to use the name of Yahushua. But first of all, let's connect another scripture to this, right? Let's see a picture. There were some back when Yahushua was walking, right? Y'all remember that? When the apostles came back and they tried to stop these brothers from doing these things in the name of Yahushua, right? What did Yahushua say? Y'all remember, anybody remember that, what Yahushua said? You remember, send the scripture out so we can read that scripture. Yahushua said, hey, if they ain't against us, then they for us. Leave them be. Let them go. They all right. They over there doing it in my name. What's the difference? A sincerity. The brothers that was over there doing it, and Yahushua told the apostles, God, leave them alone. They good. They all right. And these brothers from sincerity, they ain't doing it from they know Yahushua, but they set it to the demon or the mighty one that Shaul teach about. They didn't do the same thing. Maybe these brothers was air hustling and sitting around Yahushua afar off, but they didn't walk with them. Listening. The Yahushua told the apostles, leave them alone. Don't bother them. But these brothers over here, the demon had to sit back and like look around. I don't see Yahushua. I don't see Brother Shaul. I don't see Kepha, Yochanan. I don't see none of them brothers. You know what? Listen to what the scripture says. And the man whom the wicked spirit leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Man, these are, first of all, it's seven of them. One man. Evil spirit. He ain't got no angel out of him. Demon living inside. You got demons living inside him with seven men behind. An angel inside this man. Seven demons inside of him. Men, one man. Says it whipped them out of their clothes and beat them so bad.
The way we started that, examine yourself. So you won't be disapproved. You won't be disapproved. Well, you'll have the power to stand on when one of these things come. And I tell you I'm going to tell you from experience. When I first came in, I remember this. So I don't know if someone sent it to me, but I know Rabbi Gershom and Daniel sure enough believe someone sent one to me. And when I say that power is not what you feel in another human being, is totally different than what you can imagine, what match you ever been in. Boxing, karate, whatever it is, street fight, don't matter, army, that's a different power. I'll never forget that in my life. Landing that bed, and that thing came on top of me, and the bed was sinking in, and just whispering in my ear, and when I tell you, I jumped up, I ran. I jumped up, I ran to the bathroom. I can laugh at it now. But I never felt like that in my life. Never felt it. It never happened again. But when I got in the bathroom, I did. I remembered Yahushua. I said, leave in the name of Yahushua. And it left. We were living on McLean Boulevard. When I first came in, around about the street, and I told Rabbi about that, Rabbi Gershom and Daniel. He said, well, son, it sounds like somebody sent you a demon, son. It sure felt like one. When I say the imprint of my body was, if I wouldn't have jumped up, I don't know what would have happened. Would it entered or would it push me through the bed? But I don't know. I truly don't know, but I do know I ran. I'm sorry. I was hung in the streets out here. I was like, hey, I jumped up and I ran to the bathroom. And I remember, leave in the name of Yahushua. Fresh, brand new believer. Remember Harvell telling us a story about one of the brothers who was doing some things he wasn't supposed to be doing. And he went to swing on that thing that was inside of his room. And when he swung on that thing broke his arm. So he was at Rabbi House crying. And he just read by Gershom and Daniel told him, I told you, don't be doing what you're doing. I don't know if he was messing with the Kabbalah or something else he was doing. But whatever he did, he brought a demon to his house. And that demon broke his arm. This is a real true story. Ask the hog. Ask the cousin, brothers and sisters that was there in the congregation. Rabbi Gershom told him. See, we don't understand the power that surrounds us at all times. the demonic powers that surround us at all times. But if you're a child of the Most High, he is under your subjection. He is. He is. At all times. And I like to hear stories like that, though. Because for me, they're testimonies. They're testimonies. If anybody got one, send it to me. When you came in contact with one. So we want to know, and we want to understand the power that they do possess. And we have no win over them. None. Okay, told our brother Shabba Al. And brother Shabba Al sent the scripture we was talking about. It was in Mark 9:38. And Yochanan said to the teacher, we saw who doesn't follow us casting out demons in your name. We forbid him. I'm sorry, family. And we forbid him because he doesn't follow us. But Yahushua said, don't forbid him, for there is no one who will do a mighty work by name and be able evil of me. For whoever is not against us is on our side. So in another word, so that our brother Jude, brother Bruce sent the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. He brought it out of Yochanan also, and Luke 49:50. Same thought. Luke 9:49 and 50. For those who are taking notes. But so these Jews gain for that. These vagabond Jews in the book of Acts against Yahushua. Because Yahushua just said out his mouth, Luke and Mark, that if they're not against me, to do that. And he said that they don't follow us. Something, they paying attention to someone. You ain't exercising no demons out, no one. Yahushua, if you ain't paying attention, if you're not changing, you ain't exercising no demons. Now, granted, but at this time right here, for no demons. By the power of Yahushua. So exorcism ain't nothing, wasn't nothing new in Israel. It ain't like it just jumped out of there and we understood now all of a sudden demons is inside of people. No, they understood that for a longer time. They understood years. The book of Tobit. It was a formula given. Raphael gave Tobit a formula to cast out a demon. He was using formulas for years. The church ain't come up with that. They stole it. They came and said Yahushua was casting out demons by Beelzebub. Yahushua thought, hey, what? Really? If I cast out demons by Beelzebub, who do your fathers cast out demons by? In other words, well, what power? Praise. You taking to cast out demons. I'm casting out demons by Beelzebub, by the Lord of demons. Then give him a prayer. Hey, why would he be on my side? We working for two different kingdoms here. Your father given a formula. This is Israel. Catholic Church wasn't the ones that started exorcism. In Israel. So demons. But it wasn't until Yahushua came and gave you a part of him that you were able to do it without a formula. You just stood on the word of Yahushua. The power of JC, you ain't got to go through all that foolishness that they show on TV. You don't have to go through that. You ain't got to wrestle. All you have to say, in the name of Yahushua. We ain't get there yet. They better know you. Them demons better know who you are. Because if not, they're going to let you know. They're going to be, hey, man, you know what? I'm sorry to tell you, but you ain't been examining yourself. You know, but you ain't self-correcting a long time. You know, I've been a part of you for a good minute. I've been here for a long time with you, buddy. You ain't been self-corrected. You ain't been examining yourself. I've been here for a good long time. A long time. Remember watching the documentary about something, and the brother was an Israelite. Very good documentary. He was an Israelite. And he didn't realize that he was possessed or had an unclean spirit a part of him until he heard the voice of the unclean spirit speak out his own mouth, and he realized that wasn't his voice. He realized that it wasn't his voice. And he had to purge. He had to pray. He had to get down. He was doing things he wasn't supposed to be doing. And sometimes, I have to allow them to manifest themselves through us so we can realize there's something there. There's something there. Especially if we was dabbing in things before we came in. Especially if we was dabbing in things before we came in the truth. Don't think just because you came in the truth that them demons moved. They went silent. They went dormant. They went back where you keep all that knowledge that you housed or that we housed in the back about that thing we was doing before we came in. They back there. You got to get rid of that. You got to go back and say, I repent in the name of Yahushua of this, that, and the other, what I was doing before. That demon went and hid. And then it left. Especially when we're doing things outside of the will of Yahweh in the sense of worshiping something else. Or even trying to get power in something else. Or it gave it to you. I mean, it will. It will give it to you. It will. And we have to examine ourselves. We got to do that. Self-correct. Self-correct. But I said we're going to 17. I read 17, right? Oh, okay. 17 is my last chapter, verse of that. And this became known to all, both Yahudim and dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on the name. Excuse me. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Master Yahushua was made. Man was made great. And that's another thing Hillel knows. Especially for your Marais and Marais, he's teaching the word of Yahweh. For those who are just out there walking in the spirit of Yahushua, they know that you're making the name great. And they sitting around waiting for a crack. They waiting. They waiting for permission, first of all, to get you. Abiyah, I need a lesson to get out to you. They, trust me, they watching you. They are watching your every move. It ain't the flesh and blood. It's the spirit that's watching your every move. Sending this person, and that person, and this person towards you to get us to fall. They know what we do. You know what I... I'm always, when I get to the word Greek, I'm just going to say Gentiles. But they Gentiles. That's that Christianity thing where if they try to throw that in there for me to like, they have some say. No, they ain't had no say in the word of Yahweh. Not none. They Gentiles. He is only Israel and nobody else. That's it. He ain't like, all right, Greek is an Israelite nation and it's the Grecians. No, it's only Israel. So... I know your Bible may have said Greek. All right, last chapter, family. We're going to Luke 10, 17. Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 17, going down to 24. And the 70 returned with joy. Demons are subject to us, your name. The demons are subject to us in your name. Even the demons, God, subject to the Talmudim and all Israel in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And he said to them, I saw Satan falling out of the heaven, lightning. See, you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. None at all shall hurt you, but rather rejoice. Names have been written in the heavens. That's how the demons know you. That's how the unclean spirits know you. That's how Hillel, Satan, the devil, the opponent, know you. That's how your life always being watched. Because your name is written in the heavens. You got to think about that. They know your name is written in the heavens. They know it. They know who you belong to. And what they're talking about, the Lamb's Book of Life. They know it, but not just the Lamb's Book of Life. It's in the heavens. It's written in the heavens. You cannot take that lightly. You got to really let that sink in. Now you want to jam something down in somebody's mind and say, no. Get it, understand it. That's us. That's what Abba saying to us. Get it, understand it. Your name is written in the heavens. Realize that. Little old you, go look in the mirror. You, I have given authority. That's nothing. In other words, Yahushua, that's nothing. I saw Satan out of heaven running around. Man, that, you think that's big? Glamorous? You think that's something to be joyful about because you got power over demons? That's nothing. Do you? In the heavens. That's something to be joyful about. That's something to understand. That's something to be. Have gratitude. To have gratitude. Guess what? Not no demon, no fallen angel, not even Hillel himself, who was one of the fourth commanders in the heavenly host, can't go up there and erase your name out of the heavens. Guess who can do that? You. You are that one that can erase your name. We can. I'm going to add myself in that too. We are the only ones that can erase our name out of the heavens. Up. Without doubt, our unbelief separated me from you. Not even Yahushua himself can go up there and erase your name out of the heavens. Because then he'll be going against his word. If he told the Father, not one I shall leave. And if your name written in there, but he did, I leave that up to us. Not no fallen demon, not even him or the heavenly hope, can erase our names out of the heavens. He left that up to us. Are we going to self-correct or examine ourselves? We're going to get stronger in the face of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hmm? 20 again. But do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name has been written in the heavens. In that hour, Yahushua exalted spirit and said, I praise you, Abba, master of the heavens and of the earth. You have hidden these matters from clever and learned ones and did reveal them to the baby, to them baby. Yes, Abba, because thus it was well pleased in your sight. Delivered to me by Abba, by Father, by my Father. And no one knows who the Son is and who the Father is except the Son, and he to whom the Son wishes to reveal. Listen to that. If you know Yahushua, the Father and the Son collaborated together. Say, you know what? That brother around there, now I know he's going to do something. You know what, though? I'll send them down there for a reason. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what you're talking about, yeah? That brother out there. No. Little Lin-Lin. Yeah, him. Oh, that one? The brother like the DJ and all that? Yeah, mm-hmm. Make good music. Well, he'd probably be a powerful adversary to us. But, you know, that brother is musically talented. You know, Hillel won't use him. You know what? That's one of mine. Won't you go reveal yourself to him? Won't you go show him who you are? You think so far? Yeah, I don't want him on. I'm right there. And you know what? That daughter down there, Sister Elizabeth, go down there and reveal yourself to her too. And so on, 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 and so on. Through the Father! Blood! Father ain't come together. Father in heaven, you was born. Be thou love, obedience. And once you come to know and understand how something or someone loves you unconditionally, He put inside of us something that want to return that love. So we return it towards him because we understand how much he loves us. So that's all we're doing. We're returning what was given to us. Unconditionally, though. 22 again. All has been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and he to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. And turning to his taught ones, he said separately, blessed are those eyes that see what you see, Beth Yahweh. Has been blessed for a very long time. And that opponent knows it. That opponent knows that every time we make Yahushua's name great, we fight hard against us. Families, brothers and sisters, go at it hard. He's whispering back and forth. We have been given something a little extra than the average Joe or the average believer. The average believer, he know that. Not to brag or boast. A fact is what it is. We sit and talk to thousands and hear thousands of things. And that's saying that we perfect. Every now and then we make mistakes, but he lets us self-correct those things. We self-correct, and that's what makes Beth Yahweh who we are. We never had problems of self-correcting any doctrine. So I've been here, and for what I knew, it may be some things I didn't know, but we never, as a whole, from any more, from any rabbi, had a problem of self-correcting stood there. Rabbi Gershom Mendel. I done heard Rabbi Yaakiel say I was wrong. That glory be to Yahweh. There's no knock on him. That's glory be to Yahweh. Because he allow us to self-correct. You can imagine that your child sitting there, you know, you ask them about the crumbs, and next thing you know, they just bust out crying and say, oh, I'm sorry, I ate the cookie. How proud are you? Wow. You're going to tear them up? You're going to beat them? Passionate mother and father. Get your child up and wrap them in your arms and hold them. Grateful for me too. One thing. Okay. But you won't beat that child who self-corrects. That's what makes Beth Yahweh so special, y'all. Will make our leadership so special. And got no problem with self-correcting. And we know that we all go through problems in lives, and the life gets us. But when it comes to Yahweh, who hurt, hey, got no problem with self-correcting. None. But life, we know Hillel was fighting. We know Rabbi Yaakiel never had a problem with self-correcting. We know he fights. But that's our job, to get in there and fight with him. To let him know, you ain't got to fight alone, I.K. Tag me in. Tag us in. But what makes him special, as well as the others, that they don't have no problem getting up there saying, I was wrong. Forgive me. Think of your child. Next time they self-correct in front of you, how you want to respond to them. Because Abba Yah don't respond to us with that big hammer. He responds to us with love and compassion. Matter of fact, think of anybody who stands in front of you and asks for forgiveness. How are you supposed to treat them? With love and compassion. That's the true mark of anybody saying that they have Yahushua HaMashiach. That's not showing. You better be correcting yourself. You better be examining yourself. So that's another thing. Forgive others' debts as I forgive your debts. Grab that. 23. And turning to his taught ones, he said, separately, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you that many prophets, sovereign kings, that is, have wished to see what you see and have not seen it. Hear what you hear, have not had it, heard it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Sorry for my, I didn't get to go through all the lessons, but that's not what Abba Yah wanted. I'm a stay on task this time. I ain't going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do what he asked me to do. But hallelujah. This is the end of my Torah portion. We will be picking Ard back up, though, family. It ain't over yet. We still have some more of these demons to go through because of some things, some thoughts that Abba Yah had planted that I didn't get to go through. We want to go back and we really want to tackle a lot of these things, how they got there. A lot of the demons, how they got there. We want to tackle those things. We want to go back and get them. We want to dig them up and move forward so we can move in the full power, the full armor of Yahushua HaMashiach, right? We still got to get in the masculine and feminine energy. Because I definitely want to get into that. I want to get into that. Because that's the big thing in the world now, the masculine and feminine energy. It's like it's at odds. Each side is bringing out bulletin points against one another. When it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. It should be the two flesh becoming one, the male and female. We should be coming together. I mean, we are not married, but we still should move in harmony. We still should move in harmony. We still got to go through how does the universe affect man. Our brothers and sisters, and we know in learning some things that it does affect us. The sun, the gravitational pull, and all that has an effect on our behavior. It affects us in a multitude of ways. So we still got those things to go through. Unless Abba Yah got another brother going to bring them out, which hallelujah, because if Abba Yah is one spirit, and we all is being led by one spirit. So until then, family, Todah Abba Yah. Let me go to the closing benediction. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Todah Abba Yah once again for feeding us, Father Yah. Todah for being there for us, Father. Thank you for your grace, for your mercy, Father, for your loving commitment towards us, Father. Father, for there's not a love in this world system that can touch yours, Father. The times that our mind goes straight and we look for tangible things, Father. We look for physical things in this world to fill the void we have with you, Father. So we look for all these other different things instead of looking towards you, the void filler, the one who can touch us in every way we need to be touched, Father. Forgive us, Father, for our shortcomings, Father. Forgive us for our sins, Father, the knowing and unknowing, Father. Forgive us, Father, when we go astray, Father, when we doubt, Father, when we sometimes just don't understand what you're doing in our lives. May you grant us all the understanding, Father, of what you're doing in each and one of our lives, Father, from the youngest to the oldest, Father. Let us all know that we are your sons and daughters. Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abiyah.
As I bow to your throne, I pray for love, joy, peace, and happiness to be present in my home. Well, I do, and let your Holy Spirit dwell in my heart and in my mind. Cause I get a little weak sometimes. I need help from you just to see me through. Whoa.
Heavenly Father, best of all, to you I give the glory. And on my knees I fall. Understanding, to you my praise I bring, to you my song I sing.
Understanding.
shine down on all mankind. 'Cause we are living in the final days of our time. Heavenly Father, well, King of all kings, I pray for the sick and the weak ones too. Yes, I do. And all of those who are strong, let them know their purpose. Let them be agents for you. Well, let them work for you. Yeah. And let your Holy Spirit walk across the waters of my mind. I wanna make you proud of what you've done.
He needs to learn to pray.